Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sherry Herra sitting in for Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good morning, Houston. It was an absolutely beautiful drive-in today.
It really was a great sunrise.
Well, I am Sherry Herra from Plants for All Seasons, and I am sitting across from the lovely Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. Mm-hmm. And we are here this spring morning to answer all your lawn and garden questions. There's so much going on in the lawns and gardens right now. In Houston, we're getting ready for summertime. So if you have any questions, give us a call this morning. Get your pen and pencil and your notepads out. Get your questions. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. Whether it's lawns, weeds, you know, that's one of my favorite topics is weeds and why they grow.
Yes, and in fact, you corrected us on Facebook, which we are deeply appreciative.
Yeah, doing my morning Facebooking, I was like, oh, that weed.
We misidentified a weed.
That weed is one of the most often misidentified.
Yeah.
The one we are talking about is Dichondra, right? Yes. And we had identified it as?
Dollar weed,
yes. Right, which if you sprayed it with something that says it kills dollar weed, it wouldn't kill it. Mm-hmm. Because you can spray the dollar weed control in a dichondra lawn.
And nothing happens.
And nothing happens. Yes. Yeah. So made that little correction. But hey, it's a easy boo-boo to make. But the good thing I was on Facebook that morning.
Absolutely.
Perusing everybody's posts and figuring out what we were going to post for the day. But weeds are one of my most favorite topics, and I'm going to go on a little soapbox today when it comes to weeds, because I know, like, you probably spend a lot of time at the nursery. I'm spending a lot of time at the nursery, and a lot of the questions right now are, how do I kill this? Mm-hmm. How do I kill this? So it's a lot of coaching one-on-one with, okay, I can tell you how to kill every single weed in your garden. Every one. I know how to kill all of them, right? Don't you?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm for. But the problem is why is it there? You know, weeds are always there as a symptom of stress in your lawn or to fix a problem.
Hey, Sherry, I pulled two weeds on my way in the door this morning.
Did you?
And one of them had a long taproot.
Uh-huh.
So and what does that mean?
That is an aerating weed. Mm-hmm. It either indicates compaction or high salt levels. Uh-huh. So we've got to figure out what the problem is.
Yeah.
You know, all weeds are opportunistic. They're all going to pop up wherever they want.
Yes.
It's the ones that are proliferating and are always coming back, no matter if you pull them or if you kill them, they always come back.
Yeah.
And so we've got to, you know, kind of figure out what the problem is and correct that, then we can get long-term control.
Yeah.
So right now we're seeing nutsedge. Nutsedge is rearing its ugly head. With all of the rain we've had, you would think we're all water gardening right now, right?
Yes.
All the rain we've had, our water weeds are going to go crazy. So our nutsedge and our dollar weed looks like little lily pads, right?
What about Virginia buttonweed also?
Virginia buttonweed is starting to pop up.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't have any of that one in my yard. But my neighbor's, I've been pulling his a little bit, you know, before it really gets going.
I used to have it outside of where the air conditioner drip thing is, but my son rerouted it to the disappearing fountain.
Yeah.
So the Virginia weed, it took about 3 years, is gone.
Yeah, little by little. You remove the problem.
Yes.
And slowly but surely the weed will retreat.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is a, you know, there's not a one size fits all when it comes to weeds. You know, like I said, we can sell you a product to kill any weed out there, whether it's in your grass or in your flower beds. But we've got to get to the bottom of why it's there. Is it trying to aerate? Is it trying to use up excess? Magnesium buildup in the soil over time will cause different weeds to come in.
And, like what?
Like you'll get your black medic or some of your oxalis type weeds are there not because you have depleted soil, but sometimes you have too much in your soil. So that one's there trying to use up all of that so that you can have normal plant growth in your yard. Some weeds are there because you have foot traffic or you have dogs running all over, our kids playing football on the grass, and they're there because the St. Augustine cannot be.
Well, I have a wooded property, and I was walking around on the property, and I started to notice grape seedlings mm-hmm. and poison ivy seedlings mm-hmm. underneath the trees. Mm-hmm. So that means birds.
Yeah, birds have visited.
Yes.
Yeah, and poison ivy, too, will, mm-hmm. you know, kind of creep in this time of year. If yeah. you just stay on top of it,
and
you
do.
Won't have a problem. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to sneak out for a quick break, but we'll be right back to answer all your lawn and garden questions.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Sherry Hara filling in for Sandy Mosier today with the lovely Anita Nelson from Nelson's Water Garden and Nursery.
Nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So tell me what's going on at Nelson's today. Anything big, exciting?
Not really. We're gearing up for summer
okay.
and the heat and mm-hmm. preparing to be having to water the crop.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes twice a day.
We are almost on 2 a days. Yeah. Good thing we've been getting a little bit of rain. That's definitely helped.
Yes. Rain is a rainy day is a day that it reduces the decisions you have to make
yes.
that day.
Yes, and cuts out an employee on the payroll. They can water.
Yes.
The rain will water. So we have this feature on our website where it's Ask a Pro. So mm-hmm. there's been questions coming in, I guess, all week that Sandy forwarded to me that we have a few things to talk about. So we have Gail Melicon. I believe that's how you say it. She has a question. She said her flower bed soil smells like sewer. And why? And so that is kind of a question. We have more questions that we would need to ask Gail.
Yes.
Like, is your drainage bad?
Yes.
Because typically what happens with your soil is it goes anaerobic. It starts smelling. And how it gets anaerobic is just like water sitting there.
Right. And anaerobic is decomposition in the absence of oxygen.
Absence of oxygen. And so then you would get that sewagey kind of smell.
Yes.
So you had asked, well, does she have a sewage line or a break yeah. in the line?
Because that happened to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what was going on.
Right. Is she on septic? Mm-hmm. You know, there's things that we'd have to know. Or is her soil just staying really wet and yeah. gone anaerobic? And yes. in that case, what should she do?
And then that would make sense that since we've had so much rain that mm-hmm. the soil, the water is staying in this one place
right.
and not going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if that's the case, our drainage is bad. We've mm-hmm. really got to focus on.
And what kind of weeds are growing there?
That right.
Give us a clue.
A good indicator uh-huh. if it is staying too wet.
Yes.
But definitely needing to get oxygen in that soil, aerification, making sure that it is draining.
Aerification.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it aeration?
well, or aerification. Aerating is the actual
yes.
mechanical.
Yes.
Aerification is getting the oxygen out
I've
there.
Never heard that word before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So You could do it with things like expanded shale.
Yes.
It's going to help get oxygen down in the soil and adding good compost, right?
And observation. When it does rain, get out there and look. Mm-hmm. Study it.
Yeah. Yeah. And make sure that that drainage is good. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a caller coming in, so we'll take that right now. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, ladies?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and I really do enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
I have a type of salvia. I'm not sure the actual name, but I'll describe it to you.
Okay.
It is. It has a very narrow, pointed, sort of spear-shaped leaf, and it's a sort of a gray, not quite dark green, but it's sort of a gray, velvety type of surface. And the flowers are tall, and they have blue, light blue, and white in them. But my question is, I just looked at them. They have either a scale or some sort of a moldy thing on them. The leaf appears to be covered in this. It's not an insect. It's something else. Hmm. And I wondered if I used Neem Max or neem or something on it might take care of it, because all of the leaves have this, have been affected by it.
Okay. Well, Anita had a light bulb go off just a second ago when you were describing the plant. So are you guessing it is?
I know what salvia it is, but I can't remember the name.
Okay,
of it.
So to me, it sounded like she was describing the Salvia lucantha, the Mexican bush sage with the two-toned colored flower.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
It's got a very soft, velvety type of
yep,
leaf.
Absolutely. Okay. So is it a black, sooty buildup?
No. It's not. That's why I would know what that was.
Uh-huh.
It just seems to be like a light discoloration, like it's sort of whitish gray type of discoloration on all the leaves. And I was wondering if it's some kind of a mold or something like that. And I wondered if I used neem on it. Would that be okay, do you think?
The great thing about the Neem Max is if we don't know exactly who the culprit is, whether it's an insect or a fungus, Neem Max does both. It actually does insects, mites, and fungus. So I would definitely go after it with the Neem Max. That would be great.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you ever so much.
You bet. You have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling,
bye-bye,
Elizabeth. And for all you other gardeners out there this morning that have questions, give us a call, 281-833-3333, and we can get all your lawn and garden questions answered this morning. And back to our Ask a Pro, we have more questions besides the smelly soil question. We have veggie gardening. What insecticides? This is from Odell Ford. He's asking, what insecticides should I use on my bell peppers, poblanos, and chili peppers? And what would you, like if a customer came in, Anita, what would you refer them to?
I would refer them to molasses.
Okay.
Because it not only discourages the insects, but it actually fertilizes the plant at the same time.
Do you have a particular product with the molasses in it that
yes,
you like?
I don't remember who the manufacturer of it is.
Okay. Because my favorite one that has molasses is Microlife Super Seaweed.
Okay.
Has the seaweed and the molasses.
Yes.
And a little known fact about seaweed molasses together, molasses is a great insecticide, right? Because insects can't metabolize it. But the seaweed repels things like spider mites.
Absolutely it does, because I get spider mites every winter on a particular plant. And I spray with the seaweed weekly. Uh-huh. It takes care of it.
Yeah.
It really works.
Yes, it really does. Mm-hmm. It totally deters insects. And it also, as well, it will fertilize.
Yeah.
It helps.
Everything greens up a little bit. They're like, seaweed.
I know.
Love it.
Loves it. Okay. And we're off to a quick break from our sponsors. And we'll be back to answer your questions.
Create your own healing center at home. Let Mother Nature boost your immune system and take away your stress. Love her back with MicroLife, Mother Nature's favorite food. At MicroLife, we believe healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people are all connected. That's why our fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible and do no harm. Add MicroLife fertilizers and you'll grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. MicroLife fertilizers. Available at all leading garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
My name is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. I got a call from a lady called Meredith that had bats in her chimney and did not know what to do. I started a fire in her fireplace and hustled onto her roof where I waited with a 34-inch aluminum baseball bat. The irony did not escape me as I was batting bats, but after a few minutes, well, let's just say that there were no survivors and I was a panting, sweating, and smiling mess. Now, this is not a common problem, but I wanted to use it to illustrate that I love killing critters. Allow me the privilege of fulfilling my prophecies for varmints. Visit McGrathPestControl.com.
Make your lawn summer happy. Raise your mower deck. 4 inches for St. Augustine. 2.5 for Bermuda. You'll get more competitive and resilient lawn and use less water. Now, back to your grass-growing gurus, the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Isaac with Spring Gardens Nursery, and we're getting ready to beat the heat this summer. We need to put down soil amendments that will help retain the moisture. We need to adjust our irrigation controllers. We've got great plants that will help beat the heat. We've got agaves, we've got yuccas, we've got succulents, we've got sedums. Come in and see us. We've got some great products to help you guys beat the heat. We've got compost, soil amendments. We've got in bulk and bags, specials on annuals, perennials, trees, shrubs, palm trees. Here at Spring Gardens, it's another day in paradise. Follow us at springgardennursery.com, our website, and also on Instagram and Facebook. Spring Gardens Nursery, we're located at 24201. Gosling Road, Spring, Texas, right behind Klein Oak High School. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Sherry and Anita.
And we're back. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. We are here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. I'm here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Water Garden and Nursery. And we have Melanie on the line. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
My problem, and it's been problematic for a few years now, I've got grubs. They've wreaked havoc on my flower beds and my lawn. I can't remember what it's called. I know it's in a blue bottle, typical treatment from Home Depot or Lowe's. But I was doing some research, and I've come up with what I think they're called nematodes. And sound like they're the answer, but I guess you have to apply them at a certain time. Otherwise, you can actually make them worse. And I don't know where to get them other than Amazon, but I'd rather get them locally if possible.
Okay. Well, so nematodes are a fabulous option with a few things that you need to know. So you can put them out when the air temperature is below 85. So even if that's okay. In the middle of summer, if it's early in the morning, you can get them put out. It's best to put them out before a rain because that helps push them down into the soil profile. Get a strain that is specific for grubs. So there's different strains. Some do better on grubs. Some do better on fleas, ants, etc. What part of town are you in?
I'm on the southeast side, kind of on the fringe of Pearland.
Okay, so I'm not sure what nursery's down there, but call around to some of the independent garden centers down in that area and see if anybody stocks them. I know we stock them at Plants for All Seasons, but we're up closer to Tomball. And Anita, do y'all stock them?
We used
and
to.
Katie?
We
okay.
don't right now. But okay. I also use distilled water when you...
Yeah, so you either use distilled water or collect rainwater.
Yes.
You have to commit to not using insecticides in your yard if you're going to use these guys, because a regular insecticide put out will harm them. So that's one thing you need to think about as well.
Gotcha.
And, you know, to have a few grubs, when you say you have a grub problem, are you just digging and you find them here and there? Or what's happening?
No. Last summer, I found one about every foot.
Every
like,
foot?
Across. Okay. I mean, they were just... it's not that bad everywhere. Like, the coverage of them is not that, you know, severe across my yard, but in some flower beds and some areas up closer to the house, yeah, they're pretty bad. And they just, I guess they eat the roots. I mean, you have no idea what's going on under the soil.
Yeah. So to have, to have one every foot is not going to be enough of a population to destroy your flower beds, okay? So if we're having failure with plants, we've got to look deeper and go, what else could it be? You have to have about 12 to 15 per square foot to have enough damaging to do damage to the roots. So it doesn't hurt to put nature in balance with the nematodes, and the nematodes will do things like ants and fleas and other soil-borne little critters. But I think we might need to look deeper and figure out what else could be going on in your garden.
Yeah, like what is happening? Are you seeing damage in your flower
beds? The roots of some of my shrubs are weak. You could just pull it up and pull it off.
Okay, so things aren't rooting well. So that could be more of a soil issue. To where your soil maybe doesn't have enough oxygen in it to have nice, healthy, long, deep-rooted roots.
Do you use compost and humates and those products?
I have. Well, let me backtrack. I've tried a lot of different things, but I've come to the realization that the drainage off the house when it rains, my gutters are bad. There's gaps. So I know I need to address the gutter situation because I'm having erosion. So anytime I put compost down or anything good down, a good rain is
all your soil washes. Yeah.
washing it to the end of the flower bed. So, and I had gutters and I didn't realize how ineffective they were. You know, they're probably the original gutters.
Short-term solution is to put pine straw where you get that worst of that, that rain coming out. Short-term. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pine straw.
Yep.
Okay. I was actually driving. I pulled over because I knew I'd want to write some things down.
pine needles will help diffuse the situation a little bit. But, yes, getting your gutters fixed.
Yes.
You could put the nematodes out if you can find them close by. But I don't know that that is your entire issue.
Sherry, aren't a few grubs a good thing? Because they do help aerate the soil.
Yeah, they're digging around and tunneling and moving through the soil. So in balance, they're beneficial.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. So maybe I don't have a grub infestation like I thought I did.
Yeah, there's, you know, more bugs are good. More of our insects are actually beneficial. It's when they get out of balance and there's tons of them in one area. That's when we need to put Mother Nature back into balance. Okay.
Gotcha. Awesome. Well, I really appreciate all your very good information this morning.
Thank you, Melanie. Thanks for calling. Have a great day. Okay. And we are going to slip out for a break and we'll be right back to answer Adrienne's question.
At 281-833-3333.
There we go.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for All Seasons, because there's no place that's better.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros will be back in a flash with Sherry and Anita. We are on baby watch. Yes, at Sienna Mulch. We are on Baby Watch with Ashley. So they are going to be welcoming a new green thumber in their family. We are so excited for them. Sienna Mulch. You have heard us talking about them. They are a green waste recycler out in South Houston. They are family owned with Ashley, Mario, and Courtney, who run this family owned business. There's so much to choose from. It is literally a one-stop shop if you've got a project on your list. They have mulch, soils, sands, compost, gravels, and stone to choose from. Sienna Mulch also carries our favorite fertilizers that you hear us talking about and plant foods. And they have landscapers tools for those projects you have. They will deliver loads within 20 miles of their location in Rosharon. Sienna Mulch, so much more. Find out more at homeshowgardenpros.com. Let's grow together with Landscaper's Pride. And let's get back to Sherry and Anita.
And we're back. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. Don't be bashful. We aren't very scary here.
No.
We have a caller. Adrian, how can we help you this morning?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have three short questions.
Okay.
All different subjects. So, okay.
Okay.
The first one is, what is the best plant food for hydrangeas, whether it be like the Nikko blue or the oak leaf?
Okay. And are you wanting to keep them blue?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Anita,
aluminum sulfate.
Aluminum sulfate.
Aluminum sulfate.
We don't carry it at our store. Do you carry it?
We do. Okay. Yeah, we have some aluminum sulfate, and it's the aluminum along with the sulfur ion. So the sulfur will bring the pH more acidic, but the aluminum will give them that blue.
What about the MicroLife acidifying? Is that as effective on?
So MicroLife acidifier will bring the pH down, but it doesn't add that added aluminum for that true blue that you would like. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. And then, okay, so my husband brought home a Diffenbachia. I looked it up, and it's he has an indoor plant. This thing was massive. It was huge. So we had to, you know, split it into two. This thing was just humongous. But anyway, I started noticing that there were gnats in the soil. Is there something I can do to take care of the gnats that are in the soil?
Okay. Anita, what do you have for Adrian?
I have in my house I don't. I do. I have it's a nightlight thing with a sticky on and it attracts those bugs at, it's kind of ultraviolet. And that really keeps them under control.
Okay.
And then I also got rid of my compost in the kitchen.
No compost in the kitchen.
Yes.
I have used a product called mosquito dunks. Are their little bits? They're little bits. And you can sprinkle those in the top of your plant soil. And the little fungus gnat larva will eat and die. And it's not harmful. It's not poison. It's Bacillus thuringiensis.
I always like the joke, you could put it in your coffee and drink it. It won't hurt you.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, my next question is, are there any books or classes on native landscape design by chance?
Well, let me see. So I don't have any classes in that. But I know the Houston Botanic Garden. I don't see anything on the schedule right now. But Houston Botanic Gardens does offer different classes, and I'm pretty certain that they will have one on native. So I would go to their website, Houston Botanic. I'm assuming just HoustonBotanicGardens.com.
Yeah, I think so.
And because I know they have a really cool one that I'm interested in on mycelium and one on herbs for health. So I know they'll have something on native plants. And, absolutely. So I think
Thank
that would be a
you.
Good resource for you. Okay?
Okay. Awesome. Oh, and one more. Okay, the Vitex chase tree, is that invasive, and would that be a good shrub/tree to plant in a native landscape design?
It is not invasive here along the Gulf Coast. It can be invasive the further west you go where it's drier. So you can plant it and grow it guilt-free.
Oh, thank you. It's such a pretty tree during the summer and the spring when the purple flowers.
This year is particularly beautiful.
They are putting on a show this year.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Y'all have a great day.
You too, Adrian. Thank you. Awesome. And give us a call, 281-833-3333. We have Jason on the line. Jason, good morning. Jason,
good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Sorry about that.
No worries. What you got for us this morning?
Yeah, so moles, voles, and gophers. I've got very sandy soil out in Montgomery County, and I can't find anything that seems to control them. What do you recommend?
Okay, so sandy soil. Are you finding grubs or any other kind of food source that they would be interested in when you're digging?
You know, I find grubs, but not any significant number of them.
Okay. So this is what I would do, and we'll kind of compare to what Anita would do. I would treat four grubs just to try to remove any food source, one. And then two, I would also put out a repellent, something with a USP castor oil in a very bullseye kind of pattern to work them out of the yard. Those are two different ways to go about it. And then you can also get repellents that are supersonic, solar, that you can kind of put the probes down in the ground, that they don't like the vibrations that they put off. So if you're having a constant problem with moles or voles, you almost have to be a little bit more aggressive with it to push them out of your yard, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Anita, do you have any?
I have a question. What do you use to treat for grubs?
Oh, me? I would do beneficial nematodes. But have you tried anything, Jason? What all have you tried?
I have not. I've gone the traditional route of Victor traps and gopher hawks and those types of things.
Yeah. And so you're trapping them, but there could be hundreds. If you're out in the country, they just keep coming in. And so you've got to kind of get to their food source and then make it an undesirable area for them.
What makes them, what would attract them to a certain area?
Well, different insects like grub worms. They like earthworms. They like all kinds of things that are soil dwelling, different kind of beetle larvae they'll eat. So you just want to make sure and kind of deplete their food source. I like to use the nematodes because it's not chemical and it's highly effective and it does other things like ants. But that would be a good, you know.
Yeah. Now, the way I treat them is I just ignore them because they're pretty much seasonal.
Are they?
They show up and then they're gone.
Okay. Are they tearing up your yard, Jason?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've got probably 2 acres and they tunnel so deeply that, you know, when you're riding the lawnmower, you know, you're hitting ditches in the ground because the tunnels are collapsing.
Right.
Oh, you've got a big problem for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would kind of take the 3-step approach.
Yeah.
And kill the food source, repel with something that tastes bad to them, and put something that's going to create some vibration in the soil.
Okay. Appreciate your time.
Awesome, Jason. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I have a clay soil, so.
Not a problem.
Yeah, they're not as big a problem.
It's harder to dig.
Sandy soil.
Right. Okay, we'll be right back to answer all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
Hear how Mueller helped Brian with his company's building.
Here at Gibson Automotive, we're a collision repair. We do body work, paint. We also sell a few cars. My contractor wanted to use Mueller because they were the best. And when I did this, I wanted everything to be the best. So why wouldn't I use Mueller? This project turned out better than I ever imagined. There wasn't a nut and bolt that didn't fit anywhere it was supposed to. Going with Mueller was one of the best decisions I made in the whole construction.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com.
When you own a swimming pool in Texas, there are two things you want. You want it clean and you want it clear. Hello, I'm Joe Puccio, the owner of Clean and Clear Pools. Stop spending your weekends cleaning your filters, vacuuming, and checking chemicals. Let us do it. From supplies, maintenance, pumps, repairs, and hard diagnostics, our licensed technicians have you covered. Tom Tynan trusts Clean and Clear Pools. You can too. Clean and Clear Pools at Highway 6 North and West Road. Get a free quote and check us out at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
May means mulching. Mulch veggie beds now to build soil and extend production. Before putting down leaves, compost, or pine straw, fertilize first with alfalfa meal or an organic fertilizer. That's how we grow on this show. Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, everybody. This is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest, and it is time to plant. All the blooming seasonal color that you've been waiting for is now here. We have things like pentas, zinnias, angelonia, lantana, verbena, blue days, salvias, and more. Come on out and see what you just have to have. We just got a great shipment of fruit trees. Apples, peaches, pears, plums, fig, oranges, lemons, limes, and more. Come on out and get your home orchard started. It's time to green up your grass. To get your grass lush and green, now is a great time to apply fertilizer. Either use the Nitrofol SuperTurf fertilizer or you can use the MicroLife Organic 624 fertilizer. Both will work great. We have lots of tropical blooming shrubs for your poolside or just for your yard or pot in general. We have tons of hibiscus, mandevillas, bougainvilleas, diplodemias, allamanda, and more. Add some color to your yard and come on out and see us. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy in Fulshear. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Greatwood in Sugar Land. And now back to Sherry and Anita.
Yes, we are here this morning. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. Or you can also visit us at our website at homeshowgardenpros.com or homeshowradio.com, sorry. And then you can submit your listen, or you can listen now, but you can also ask a pro, and you can hit the ask a pro button, which is a handy feature during the week if you think of a question. And of course, we're not on the radio during the week. We get your question and then we answer it on Saturdays, which is kind of cool. But we have more questions, so we can go ahead and answer some of those. This question is from Jonathan, and he is dealing with vinca fungus. It only affects the vinca. It's happened the past 2 years. He believes it's a result of soil. He added to the bed 2 years ago. This did not happen before the dirt, and I know it's hard to diagnose from a single picture, and he sent a picture, and it does look like the Phytophthora, which, you know, kind of collapses the stem. What would you tell Jonathan, Anita?
Ocean Harvest.
Ocean Harvest. Harvest.
It really works. I'm just amazed.
Uh-huh. To suppress the fungus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But also, didn't vincas have a weak strain for a while, and mm-hmm. we've come up with the Cascade and the...
Well, there's new strains called Cora.
And Cora, yes.
And now they have not just only Cora, but Cora XDR, which is extreme disease resistance. So variety is definitely going to help.
So I would recommend that he find out which vinca he has, mm-hmm. and then also check. They don't like a lot of water. Mm-hmm. Check to make sure he's not watering too much, and then spray. You can get a little tiny handheld pump-up sprayer. It's not that difficult. It's good to have on hand.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned a tip from you, Sherry. You said that Ocean Harvest tends to clog mm-hmm. more than the other products, so I immediately clean it after mm-hmm. I use it.
Oh, yeah, to keep your sprayer from clogging.
Yes.
Yeah, so adding some good compost to his bed. I'm not sure what soil or if it was just a coincidence.
Yeah.
You know, if you plant vinca in the same bed year after year after year, the pathogen will build up.
Just like tomatoes.
Just like tomatoes.
Yes.
And so if he wasn't planting disease resistant varieties, which weren't widely available until now,
mm-hmm.
Then that pathogen will build up, and then you put the host plant, which is a vinca, then it can take it down, and it just collapses that whole vascular system. It just completely craters. So if he can add some good leaf mold compost, plant disease-resistant varieties like the Cora varieties.
And think which about planting at a different spot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, or you could take a vinca vacation. That's what I always say. Take a vinca vacation.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. and then water them in with the Ocean Forest.
Yeah.
Ocean Harvest. That'll help.
Yeah.
So we're going to sneak out for a quick break. But when we come back, we have Jason with a question.
Create your own healing center at home. Let Mother Nature boost your immune system and take away your stress. Love her back with MicroLife, Mother Nature's favorite food. At MicroLife, we believe healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people are all connected. That's why our fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible and do no harm. Add MicroLife fertilizers and you'll grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. I am Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons, sitting here with Anita with Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. I am filling in today for Sandy as they are celebrating at a baby shower for her son and daughter-in-law. So that's why I am here today, filling in for Sandy. She is a rock star behind the mic, and navigating her job feels a little different than sitting on the other side.
And as she said, they're going to raise another green thumb.
Yes, yes, got to keep us going. Now, speaking of that, you have your children working for you.
Yeah.
And then I work for my dad.
Yes.
But now I have a daughter in the business.
Were they resistant? Mine were all super resistant in their teenage years.
I was very resistant. My daughter, I would say she was pretty resistant until I said, you have to work to pay for that horse. And now she is all about it, and she is doing an amazing job. I had told you we were out visiting nurseries because she wanted to see what other nurseries were like. So that's why we were out at your place and met with Peter a few weeks ago. So,
well, I have a theory. My theory is a child involved in nature and gardening is not going to get involved in other things.
Okay. Well, she's almost 20, so any other things she might have done, she did. She did them all. Now we're coming back to reality. The teenager's wearing out of her. Thank goodness. So. Yeah. But, yeah, we're not here to talk about family. We're here to talk about gardening.
Yes,
so.
Don't you have a call? Yeah, Jason on the line?
I do,
yes.
But give us a call at 281-833-3333, and we have Jason.
Yeah, thank you. So, same Jason, different question.
We were wondering that.
We did wonder.
I got so caught up in moles, voles, and gophers, I forgot to ask my second question.
Okay.
So, I've got, as I mentioned, 2-acre manicured lawn, and one area of the lawn, the soil has really struggled. I've completely planted this 2 acres from sod 6-7 years ago and added to it. There's one particular area that it never survives. I just replanted last summer. The sod has all died.
Okay.
And in that area, this is my main question, in that area is the only area that I have a problem with leaf cutter ants. They don't like anywhere in the rest of the yard, and I just had the yard aerated and overseeded. So what can I do for those leaf cutter ants? Everything I try doesn't seem to work. It knocks them back for a couple of weeks, and then they come back.
Yeah, so you probably have a pretty large colony way down in the soil profile. So you have to bait them. You don't want to use insecticides as a topical, like just putting bifenthrin out over the top of the ground will kill them on the surface, but they're going to stay under the ground and kind of get bigger and badder. You want to use a bait. So there's a bait, and the name of it is slipping by me right now. It is, it's got two modes of action. We have it at the nursery, but it has two different active ingredients in it, and that bait will take care of probably 150 different types of ants. And so that is going to be very, very beneficial to you. I know there is an Amdro yard
one.
Bait.
Taro.
No, that's not the taro. No. But the Amdro yard bait, it's called yard block. It actually has the correct active ingredient in it. And then the one that's slipping my mind, I can see
Surrender?
It on the shelf. No.
Martin Surrender.
So, but you want to be very specific with the active ingredient on the bait. For that particular ant. Wait, you said you're up in the Magnolia area? Montgomery. Okay.
Yeah,
so there is a nursery up there called
A&A.
There's A&A. So go in and ask them if they have the ant bait that has the leaf cutter ants on them.
Okay.
Okay, because your fire ant baits won't work, and you don't want to do just an insecticide. Do not do a regular insecticide. Make sure it is a bait, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jason. Thanks for the call. Oh, I hate when I cannot remember the name of a product. It's like right whenever we leave today, I will go, oh, it's that particular
Welcome
product.
To getting older.
Yay. So well, let's talk about fire ants real quick.
Okay.
So, or not just fire ants, but ants in general. We need to know what they feed on, and we need to know, you know, how they move around in the soil. And if we just start putting blanketed insecticides everywhere, it's just going to push them deeper into the soil. And it's not going to take care of the problem. So it'll look like, oh, on the surface, okay, that worked. They're dead. But then they'll come right back when the insecticide's kind of worn off.
You're going to laugh about the organic way I get rid of fire ants in my bog plants.
Okay, how?
I drown them.
Okay.
I have a tank and I put the entire plant or flat of plants in there and leave it there for three, four days and the ants are... They've been drowned.
Okay.
Take it out and they're ready.
So you can do that with a bog plant, right?
You can't do that with other plants.
You can't do that with other plants. Yeah. And I find that a lot of times people just get into the habit of putting insecticide out and it just kind of chases them down.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, once the insecticide's worn off the topsoil, then the ants can come up and they're bigger and better than ever. So baits, once in the spring and once in the fall, is really going to help control long term.
Like Amdro
and then the one that I can't think of right now.
It'll come to you.
It'll come. Come and Get It by Fertilome is another great one. That's a spinosad base, so it's super safe to use in your vegetable garden, but it baits them. So it takes about 2 weeks to really work. It pulls them out of their colony. And then gets down to the whole colony, starts to eradicate it. The only time you don't want to use a spinosad-based bait is if you have an epileptic dog, FYI. So you know.
The other thing people need to keep in mind about fire ants is they're actually beneficial.
Right.
They eat a lot of – they eat ticks, which is why here in Texas you don't see a whole lot of Lyme disease because of the fire ants.
Because we have the fire ants, yeah.
So, again, balance. But fire ants don't understand balance at all.
Well, this is what I always say is if I can't get out and enjoy my yard, I will kill the ants. But if they're not bothering me, if they're kind of at the outskirts of the yard, then I'll leave them be because they're eating things that you don't realize that are even there.
I do too.
Same thing. So like at the base of your fruit trees, they will take care of a lot of insects that would get up into your fruit. So, So I wouldn't go just kill everything.
Me either.
That's just the way I do. And that kind of takes us to that what we were talking about before with – Reaction. You know, a lot of times people are just in reactive state in their gardens, in their lawns. And it's like, oh, I see something coming in. I need to kill it. And if you could figure out why it's there and understand why it's there and get to the reason why it's there, take care of that, then we can have long-term control. We don't have to just go kill everything. Do you agree?
I agree. It's how I... garden. And also I think trust and patience.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just trust that the problem will eventually resolve itself. And a lot of times it just does.
It does. Yeah. Well, we're going to slip out for another break and we'll be right back. Give us a call 281-833-3333.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturesway resources.com.
We love our house, except for the humps. Those evil humps lead to bumps. Humps and bumps lead to trips and falls. All because our driveway and sidewalk shifted and lifted. Enough is enough.
Tom Tynan says what I need is some CRC, Concrete Raising Corporation. Free estimate. Quick fix. Now those humps and bumps are straight and level. Looks better. Safer too. And they'll do it for you. Concrete Raising Corporation. CRC-Houston.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back answering all your lawn and garden questions. I'm Sherry Hara, sitting
and
I'm
Anita Nelson.
And yes, and I'm sitting in for Sandy morning.
Yes.
And I'm here with Anita
Sandy.
Nelson. Yes. From Nelson's
you,
Water
Sandy.
Gardens and Nursery. Yes, yes, I hope you're having a great time celebrating the arrival of a new baby soon. Very exciting times in Sandy's life. So very cool.
Yeah, this is the first one, everybody. It's her first grandchild.
Yes. I was the kid that made the first grandchild. So the first grandchild's always the most spoiled.
So I was the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
On both sides of the family.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty amazing. Over at Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens, to go in there and see the family working is pretty cool.
Oh, you've got your family at your place, too.
Yeah, yes. I do. Everybody's related at our place. But tell us what's going on over at the nursery. You know, I know Mary's making her amazing little videos.
Yes,
And Peter's doing the landscape. What else is happening?
Well, yeah, Mary's doing those videos. We're trying to talk about weeds. And we're doing a lot of posting about weeds. And we're getting so much response from it.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of all the rain, the weeds are all just popping up everywhere.
Yes, I did notice huge influx.
You could just wait, and they'll all go away when it gets hot and dry this summer.
Yeah.
But I would make sure, if you cannot get the weed, get the flower or the seeds.
Yes, keep them from putting off the seed pods.
Right, so mow to get the seed heads off of all the weeds that are coming up.
Yeah.
And then don't be bending over and pull weeds if that's what you don't want to do. But also, this is the ideal time to pull up weeds after all this rain. So,
oh, the soil's nice and loose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and at the shop, we're getting in the summertime bedding plants, the vincas and the shade-loving begonias.
The
and
things all that like it hot.
Yeah, things that like it hot. Yeah. I'm waiting for one of my favorites is Pride of Barbados. We haven't gotten those yet. Do you have some?
We have a variety of it, the one that has the pink and yellow flowers, but
I've
not the orange and yellow. Yeah.
I grew some from seed, but that stupid freeze in December.
It gotcha, huh?
It got me, yeah.
Okay, well, we have Robert on the line, and we're going to take that. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
What you got for us today?
So, yeah, you're talking about weeds and stuff. That's my problem. I've heard these long, tall, skinny black weeds with the black seeds. The only way to get rid of them is pull them, but they're overtaking everything. Like, it'd be forever pulling them all up.
When you say, when you say long, black weeds?
Yeah, they have the little black seeds on the top. They're a little skinny.
Hooks on them?
Yes,
That's devil's beggar weed. Yeah, just pull them up. Right now, get out there and get it done. Every day I pull that plant up out of my garden. But it's a nasty sticker burr plant if there ever was one.
No, they're not sticker burrs. They're in the grass. They're little tall, skinny.
Yeah.
No, then that's not it.
Yeah.
They have the little, look like black seeds.
Yeah, so all the grasses right now are blooming, I've noticed. So without seeing it, I'm just taking a guess. But I know Bermuda seed is blooming right now. And it kind of looks like it reminds me of, it's got three prongs that come off. And it has little black seeds on it. Are you seeing that?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, so Bermuda is going to seed right now. So is our St. Augustine in some cases. But I would just mow and don't. I wouldn't even pull. I would just mow that seed and bag when you do mow when you're putting off seeds. Bag it to remove it. But what'll happen is, you know, when we stop raining so much, the Bermuda will kind of stop growing as fast, the St. Augustine takeover. And I'm assuming you're growing St. Augustine. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, so I would just mow and bag right now while it's putting off the seeds, just so it doesn't get in your flower beds. But you know, once we aren't raining as much, yeah, it'll slow down once we get really hot.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've noticed that in the past years, but seems like, yeah, after all this rain, it's really just popping up everywhere.
And what part of town are you in?
I'm over by towards the Time Ball area, Beltway 8 and 249.
Okay, so you could stop into the nursery. I'll be there this afternoon. If you want to bring a picture of it just to get some good eyes on it and make sure that we are talking about the right thing, because identifying is key. When we're talking about the weeds, okay?
Are y'all right there at 249 in the Beltway?
We are actually at 249 in Louetta, so just a little bit more north.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what they're saying. Okay.
Awesome.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Robert. Have a great day. Yeah, weeds and grassy weeds too. Like, you have to see the grass and the weed seed to be able to get a really good ID.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I noticed a lot of seeding, Bahia grass and Bermuda grass. Everything's going to seed right now. So, okay, we're going to slip out for a break, and we'll be right back. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.